Hello, and welcome to Interracial Marriage with Christina Adams. I'm your host and relationship coach, and today we're discussing blending Punjabi and Jamaican cultures, as well as Sikhism and Christianity. While Christianity is about 2,000 years old, Sikhism is a relatively newer religion that originated in the Punjabi Indian subcontinent in the 15th century. Both religions are monotheistic, but their rituals and practices are very different. Punjab
is an area in modern-day Pakistan.
Sikhs are predominantly Indian Punjab. Punjabi means both a person who lives in Punjab and also a speaker of Punjabi language. Jamaican's official language is English. However, there is a Creole derivative called Jamaican Patois, the common dialect among Jamaican citizens. Both cultures are rich in colors and dance. Today, we welcome Sandra Daz Chatta to the show to discuss challenges she went through combining Punjabi and Jamaican cultures, and how she overcame those challenges after 19 years of marriage.
Please welcome Sandra Daz Chatta to the show. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Christina.
Starting out, would you mind telling our listeners a little bit about yourself, your relationship, and what you have going on at the moment?
Sure. So my name is Sandra Daz Chatta, and I am a certified master life coach, author, and speaker. And at networking events, I like to introduce myself as a recovering control freak and an excuse maker. And those are some of the challenges that I work with my clients to help overcome. So really to help them get out of their head and really focus on the things they want to do and create a plan to make it happen and feel good about that plan and actually execute it instead of just having it be a great plan on a piece of paper that doesn't go any further.
That's great. I know myself, I could use that from time to time. Can you tell us a little bit about your relationship?
So I am married to a Punjabi man, and we've been together for almost 19 years, but we've been married for almost 1 year.
Wow, congratulations on your recent marriage.
Can you explain for our listeners where that originates?
It's from the northern part of India.
Okay.
And what ethnicity and or race do you identify with yourself?
So I was born in Canada and my parents are Jamaican.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing.
What are some of the cultural aspects that you have found that maybe you didn't know about the Punjabi culture?
I think one of the first things that I learned was the about the religion and how Sikhism is all about one God for everyone, where it seems like, you know, a lot of times if you're not a believer in a certain religion that you're excluded from that, where it seems that Sikhism is more of an umbrella religion where it covers all walks of life. And it's interesting to meet people of other races that are Punjabi and and just learning what brought them to that and what they're doing with it.
Did you yourself come from a different religious background?
Yeah, I was raised Christian.
And have you guys kind of blended your cultures together now to create your own? And the reason I ask that is because that's kind of the theme for my own relationship. You know, we take bits and pieces from both of them and kind of just make our own.
Yeah, and celebrate the holidays and... Yeah, I'm a continuous learner, so I'm always interested to learn more about different religions, and I haven't been to India yet, but I can't wait to go when some things open up and we can travel again, for sure.
I think that from what I've seen, I haven't actually been there myself, but it looks like it's very colorful and vibrant and beautiful.
And very spiritual as well.
Maybe when you get a chance to go, you can shoot me a line and let me know how beautiful it is.
For sure,
over there.
I'll send pictures.
What are some of the challenges that you've noticed from being in an interracial, intercultural relationship?
I think it's the challenge comes with really overcoming a lot of the biases and perceived prejudices of each culture, family-wise. You know, because you have people who, when you tell them that you're dating outside your race, have automatic concerns about what that means and how that's going to be received by the other party's family. And that can be a bit of a challenge.
And what would you recommend for overcoming those challenges?
I think that when it comes to people not being comfortable with interracial relationships, that you can't take that stuff personally. I know that's easier said than done, but I think that once you realize that those, maybe the fact that you're not getting invited to family events or you're not being included or people don't feel comfortable around you, it isn't about you as an individual, but it's more so about their perceived notions of who you ought to be from what they believe.
That's absolutely a great thing to keep in mind when dealing with our families.
So what are some of the things that you guys have encountered as a couple
with regard to prejudices that perhaps you dispelled?
Well, I know from my family's perspective, it was more so debunking a lot of the beliefs about Indian culture, especially the role of women in Indian culture, because my mother was concerned about the fact that I'd be made to do things in the house that I'm not accustomed to and that sort of thing. And it was more so, just more about the gender roles and that kind of thing. And I think that for a lot of my family, it was like lumping the Indian community into one big mass, right? Where there is no difference in culture between Punjabi and Hindu and Muslim. Do you know what I mean? Like it was all just one big label of Indian, and then having to explain that they're not all the same and that they each have their own different beliefs and cultures and that sort of thing has been some of the challenge. And from his family's perspective, it was more so being comfortable with being with someone outside your race, because that's not something that is common in that culture.
Very interesting. Thank you for sharing.
Do you have any tips or tricks for our listeners to strengthen their interracial relationships?
I think that it's really about understanding as far as like culturally about, you know, the resistance to doing something that's outside the norm, that you have to just know that a lot of the resistance that you might be experiencing isn't, I guess I go back to it, it really isn't about you as an individual. It's about the whole idea of that. And it's just about, I guess, being comfortable with breaking down those barriers and not being on the defensive about that kind of stuff. So that you're not feeling like you're always having to defend yourself or put on or be inauthentic to yourself to make other people comfortable.
So you had mentioned that you had these prejudices from the family aspect, which is absolutely something that people in interracial relationships deal with. Did you have friends that maybe didn't understand as well?
Maybe in the beginning, just because it was like this was my first and only interracial relationship. So I guess it was part of it was them getting used to me being with someone who they weren't used to or comfortable with, you know what I mean? And most of my friends aren't in interracial relationships, so it's just about being okay with somebody doing something that's
perhaps different from what they're doing themselves. And I think that really plays in line with what you were saying earlier, that your family and now with your friends, there's a period that they have to adjust to your new norm. If our listeners would like to find out more about your mentorship, where can they find you?
They can find me on my website, which is embraceyourdestiny.ca, and it's the same handles for my social media as well.
And is there anything else that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
I think that it's about really keeping an open mind. I mean, obviously, if you're in an interracial relationship, your mind is already open to different things. But I think that as you go into it, depending on how the friends and family receive it, that you have to just be open and stay true to yourself. And I think that when you as a couple are good, then all of the external chatter and comments and all that stuff doesn't mean as much and doesn't affect you as much. But I think that if you have cracks in your relationship, that it's so much easier for those comments or the challenges or the questioning to affect the relationship and tear it down. So you have to make sure that you're strong in your convictions and the choices that you make, so that if there are people who don't understand it or don't trust it, that doesn't have an effect on you.
And I would have to absolutely agree with that. I think that if you and your partner are solid, then the rest is just
chatter. Yeah.
And Sandra, you also have a podcast, right?
I do have a podcast of my own as well. It's called Embrace Your Destiny, and I interview women who have been through a challenging time in their life, but they've made it through to the other side of that challenge, and they're sharing the experience of that challenge, but also the lessons that they've learned from it and where they are now and how that experience has brought them to where they are now, and that place is better than they could have imagined before that experience happened. And I think that it's important to share those kinds of stories, because we all go through something in our lives where we think that there's no way that we're gonna get through it. And I think that hearing the stories of people who have been through a challenging time and hearing how they were able to overcome those challenges and make it through to the other side stronger in mind, body, and soul is a beautiful thing and gives people hope.
Do you focus on a religion, or is it just more of the empowering aspect?
No, yeah, it's more of the empowering aspect of it. And yeah, just really looking, having the people share the tools and techniques and what they've done to overcome those challenges, in the hopes that it can help other people who might be going through something similar in their own life.
Are there any final thoughts that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, I guess really it's just when you're in an interracial relationship, that it's important to educate yourself on one another's cultures as well. And not take it for granted that, you know, whatever they're doing is theirs, and it has nothing to do with you. But yeah, it's about really opening yourself up to that.
Absolutely.
I really enjoyed having you on the show today, and I hope that perhaps you consider coming on an upcoming episode. I would love to talk to you again.
Thank you, and have a great rest
Thanks.
Of your day.
You too.
Thank you all for listening to today's show. Please share this episode with someone who may benefit from its knowledge, and consider donating to this podcast to ensure the continued education, support, and community by Interracial Marriage by Christina Adams. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and hit subscribe on whatever platform you happen to be listening to us on. Consider rating us to keep our show on air. And until next week, don't forget to follow the love.